kind of little goes a long way, I must say. Gives one a new respect for the patience of womankind. I mustn't stay away too long. They are guests, after all. And anyway, they're eagerly awaiting the lurid details of your latest triumphs.
Well, I'm sure your powers of invention will rise to the occasion.
Ah, it's been quiet, is it? What about the Hotel Cosmopolitan robbery? Haven't they called you in on that?
I'm afraid you overestimate Scotland Yard's eagerness to admit their inefficiency.
Would you care for a drink?
Thank you. You know, I'd never heard of this Blue Carbuncle until I read the report in the Times this morning.
The word has a very different connotation for me. And you accuse me of single-mindedness. Here. Your very good health.
The compliments of the season. Sorry.
A carbuncle is a precious stone, usually a garnet, cut in the en cabochon or dome-top shape and invariably deep ruby red in colour.
Ah, so that's why this blue specimen is so valuable.
It is unique. It was found on the banks of the Amoy River in southern China 19 years ago.
The things you know.
It's generally considered to be worth at least £20,000.
Good God. Mm. Thank you. It's been good to see you. But I really ought to be getting along. Perhaps they'll have tired themselves out by now.
Can you spare a few moments more?
No,
you're quite right. Domestic responsibilities come first. It's only a very minor investigation.
Investigation?
Before I tell you the story, have a look at this. Hmm? Now, what do you think of it?
Another gift?
Oh, hardly. There are those in this bustling capital with good cause to wish me ill, but I fancy most of them have in mind something rather more drastic than insulting me with shabby items of headgear.
Well, then, does it have some deadly story linked onto it? Is it the clue that will lead you to the solution of the mystery and the punishment of a terrible crime?
No, the matter is a perfectly trivial one.
Oh.
It's just one of those whimsical little incidents which will happen when you have 4 million human beings all jostling each other within the space of a few square miles.
Yeah, you're right. It is shabby.
Look on it, not as a battered billycock, but as an intellectual problem. Now, what can you deduce about its owner?
Deduce? Well, this old felt.
You know my methods.
Observation and deduction. Well, it's an old round hat with a brim.
Very good, Watson. A thousand apologies, my dear fellow. Pray continue.
The lining used to be of red silk. No maker's name. The initials HB scrawled on the inside. It's cracked, exceedingly dusty, daubed with ink here and there to hide the discolored patches. And the brim has been pierced for a hat securer, though the elastic's missing. It's a very ordinary black hat. I can see nothing.
Oh, on the contrary, Watson. You can see everything, as you just proved with that excellent description. You fail, however, to reason from what you see. You're too timid in drawing your inferences.
What inferences can you draw?
The man is highly intellectual. That's obvious, of course. He was fairly well-to-do, although within the last 3 years he has fallen upon evil days. He had foresight, but is less now than formerly, pointing to a moral retrogression. This, taken with the decline of his fortune, seems to indicate some malign influence at work upon him, possibly drink. This may account also for the obvious fact that his wife has ceased to love him.
My dear home.
He has, however, retained some degree of self-respect. He's a man who is out of training entirely. He's middle-aged, has grizzled hair, which he's had cut within the last few days, and which he anoints with lime cream. Also, it's extremely improbable that he has gas laid on in his house.
Oh, surely you're joking.
Not in the least. Can you truly not see how I arrived at these conclusions?
No, guys, I'm very stupid.
Now, what, sir?
Well, then, how did you deduce that this man is an intellectual?
It's a question of cubic capacity. Put the hat on.
Very well.
Go. You see? Or rather, you don't see.
It's huge.
And a man with so large a brain must have something in it.
The decline of his fortunes?
This hat is 3 years old. These flat brims curled at the edge came in then, and it's a hat of the very best quality. You remarked that the lining was once excellent, and look at the band. Ribbed silk. If this man could afford so expensive a hat 3 years ago, but has had no hat since, then he has assuredly gone down in the world.
Perhaps he just prefers wearing an old hat. He may well have a wardrobe full of new ones.
A favourite hat would be merely well worn. This one.